Thank you, Mr. Whitlark. Howdy. Hot enough for you? Is there anyone in here that does not know what tomorrow is? I didn't see a hand go up. That sounded rare for an ex-teacher. Well, sure, you all know, don't you? It's Father's Day. Father's Day. Let's see if I can put my other eyes on now. It's tomorrow. Did you know that there are at least 57 nations in the world that have people that observe the third Sunday of June as Father's Day? A lot of the other countries that don't do that, they have other days. They have it set up. On that day, people give gifts to their father. Cards, expressions of love, flowers, food, music. You new fathers, you're just starting off this year, right? You've got several years of this coming when you will have your children showing honor to you as their father. But one of the things I want to talk with you about is today. Had you thought of today as Father's Day? God the Father created the Sabbath by resting. We know that, don't we, from Genesis 2. He rested. That's why we rest on the Sabbath. There was a commandment to keep the Sabbath that showed up in Exodus. Exodus 20. And it reveals the Ten Commandments. Right next to each other are keep the Sabbath and honor your father and your mother. We honor God the Father by keeping the Sabbath and by obeying His commandments. Particularly the first four and the fifth. We honor God the Father by honoring human fathers and mothers. We honor God the Father each Sabbath and also on holy days. And we bring gifts on those holy days to God the Father in the form of offerings. Sound familiar? The kind of thing that happens with our human fathers. I don't know about those of you that are a little bit younger than me. You've got children that have honored you for years, and I know you appreciate it. And I know that if it happens tomorrow, that you will appreciate it and that you will love them because they are showing you they love you. We honor the Father each Sabbath and Holy Day. Some of the ways that we do, we sing hymns of praise and love. We had three just now. Weren't they gorgeous? Listening to you sing and praising God, it's beautiful. And I'm sure God loves it too. It's a beautiful gift. Some of you have more beautiful gifts in the voice than others, particularly me. But I know He looks on the heart. We speak to God in prayer. There was just a prayer asking Him to be with us here today, to guide us, to open our minds, to help us to understand what it is that He wants to teach us. And if we come with an open mind, then that pleases God, God the Father. If we listen attentively, I take notes. I'm from the old school. Some of you have those tablets. I wish I could learn how to do that. But I guess I'm getting too old to learn something new like that. But anyway, you do take notes. And you review those notes. And you use those notes during the week to praise God and to please God. We fellowship after the services. We have food, if we're allowed to, if we're in a place where we can do it. And we fellowship. We show love to each other. That was the outstanding characteristic that I observed when I started attending here in Dallas-Fort Worth. The love from you people has just made me feel very, very good. And I know that that kind of love pleases God. And he really appreciates it when you do show love to each other and to me. You show love to God when you pray for those that are in having problems, their health problems, they're sick or they've lost someone. You send them cards. You express your love to them. You express that you are praying to God the Father for them. And I know they appreciate it. I appreciated it when you did that for me, when I had that operation. We have a card back there for a person that just lost his wife. I know that he will appreciate any signatures that's on it. Those are delightful things to receive. They pick your spirit up. And I know that it pleases God to see that kind of thing happen. God the Father is pleased when his children are doing things to help each other and to encourage each other. Jesus Christ summed up how God felt about these things. If you'll turn with me to Matthew 23, those of you that have a tablet, you'll be there before I even finish saying 23. But if you're like me, you're going to need a little time to turn to it. Matthew 23, starting in verse 35. Jesus Christ was being confronted by some people. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, verse 36, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" 37, Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment." That's a powerful statement, isn't it? It encompasses the first four commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind. Verse 39, "And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." That has the rest of the commandments. That includes us. We are to love each other as we love ourselves. We are to do for others as we would do for ourselves. That's a powerful, powerful statement that Jesus gave us. And he loved his Father. He praised his Father. He taught about his Father, and he asked his Father to receive him, and his Father did, just like we want to be received if we stay true to God the Father and do what God the Father will be pleased in us to do. Those of you that observe tomorrow, I wish you very happy Father's Day. A friend of mine told me a variation of that. Have a happy pappy day. I like that. So I hope you have a fabulous Father's Day. But let's also say this. Father God, please accept the love that fills our heart and our mind for you on this day. Happy Father's Day, Father.